ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Now, Myanmar is seeing a massive exodus as tens of thousands of young people flee the country to avoid mandatory military conscription that officially begins next month. From April, men aged 18 to 35 and women aged 18 to 27 could be forcibly enlisted to fight for the military regime that seized power in a coup 3 years ago. The ruling junta is hoping to boost its own ranks by 60,000 by the end of the year. Richard Horsey is an advisor for the International Crisis Group and joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, David.
How desperate are young people in Myanmar to flee the country to avoid this latest policy from the junta?
Well, look, I think, you know, already many young people were really struggling. The economy is in a serious downturn. You know, there aren't many jobs around. It's not a good place to be right now. And so many people have already been leaving the country. And for anyone who was kind of undecided, I think this has pushed a lot of them over the edge, the idea that they might be recruited into this hated military.
How many people are we talking about here and how are they getting out?
Well, the normal formal channels have been saturated. So the Thai embassy, has been getting thousands of applications for tourist visas. The passport office in the main cities, Yangon and Mandalay, have been flooded with applications. A couple of people died in a stampede there a couple of weeks ago. So those sort of formal ways out have been completely saturated. But many people are choosing, illegal means as well, just crossing the border, putting their lives in the hands of recruitment agents or people, smugglers. And of course, that's very dangerous and opens them up to the risk of exploitation. But there is at the moment a bit of a stampede of young people out of the country for sure.
Yeah, indeed. You've heard reports too about deaths, even suicides, as people try to get passports.
At the passport office there was a crush, and two women were killed in the queue as people were desperate to get to the front of the queue. There have been several reports of young men committing suicide after being selected for recruitment. So, you know, I think this is a psychological thing as well. The fact that the military is on this recruitment drive. Suggests that there isn't going to be an exit from this political crisis in Myanmar, that the military is doubling down and determined to fight its way out of this. And I think that's really kind of, had a psychological impact on the population, as well as the practical, real risks of getting recruited and sent to the front line.
What impact is all of this having on Myanmar as a whole, with so many young people leaving?
I mean, it's having impact on the economy as a whole. I mean, many employers that I speak to, say that that their staff, who they've spent months or years kind of training up, are leaving. The currency has declined as a result of people buying up foreign currency. People who are going to Thailand, buying up baht. So, you can see the impact of this at the macroeconomic level. But that disguises this real human tragedy that is playing out.
And what does this move by the junta to introduce conscription say about the state of the military in power in Myanmar and the losses that it's endured in battles against rebel groups?
Yeah, I mean, this is a moment of historic weakness for the Myanmar military. They've lost an enormous amount of territory just in the last few months. There's been a lot of defections, desertions, as well as casualties. So they need more people. And first and foremost, this recruitment drive is about getting more bodies into the military and their fight. But I think there's another objective as well. I mean, politically, this is a signal from the regime leader, that he's doing something to stem the rot, that he's going to turn the tide around. And that's a message to his own elite group and to his officer corps, who are becoming very frustrated that they're not having the resources or the manpower to do the job that they're being ordered to do. Longer term, though, I think this is, this is about the military's relationship with the population. through history, the Myanmar military has never seen anything as being its fault. It's always felt that if things were going badly, it's because the population wasn't disciplined enough or didn't have enough national spirit. And so I think their aim is to use conscription as a way to sort of change the psyche of young people who they see as rebellious and insufficiently disciplined.
So could that backfire, though? Because there are reports that some people are joining rebel or militia groups rather than join the junta.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, what seemed like a simple administrative decision, let's activate this law that we've had on the books for years, has created a really chaotic situation, socially, economically, politically. But as you say, it's driven many people into the arms of the military's opponents. If you're a young man who's determined not to fight for the military, one of the options you have is to join up with one of the resistance forces and fight for them instead. And that's definitely happening.
Richard Horsey was speaking to us there. He is an advisor for the International Crisis Group, and great to have his comments. You're listening to RN Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.